Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Thursday, August 7th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. Well, what an interesting morning so far. Fascinating. As I was almost done doing everything that I do in the morning to get these to you, I said to myself, okay, well, something still feels a little off. I'm not sure exactly what it is. So as I went to begin to record, I noticed that all of my Wi-Fi went out. So I said to myself, I'm just going to double check one more time. I mean, it took me about 30 seconds to figure it out. And then sure enough, we ended up having a long duration M-class flare just a little bit ago. And I'll talk about that in a second. But these are the types of things that, again, I think are important, that when we're feeling these feelings, it's saying, okay, well, something is telling me one thing, but I'm getting a sense that it's something else. And then you get another piece of data to confirm that. And then sure enough, it looks like it's a M3.93. Can't tell which region it's from yet, but it does look like I almost said it was a bigger one, bigger than the 4.4 that we had. So obviously in size, in terms of what it registered at. But this one looks like it was a little bit of a longer duration M-class flare versus the 4.4 that we had. So more information on that a little bit later on in the day. But again, not to get so caught up on the size, but it's more or less, is that one of the things that knocked out the Wi-Fi in the area? It's possible. It's certainly a coincidence, and I've been seeing these coincidences more and more and more. And, you know, that's how we figure things out. What's true and not true is take a piece of data and then see if it fits, but don't make these, don't pull two ends of the spectrum that are not supposed to be together. You just let the data flow where it is, and then you're able to come up with these decisions or these understandings. So, but I have been seeing it more and more. I mean, every time I go out to like the store or I'm somewhere else and they'll say, you know, our systems are down. The first thing I'm like, all right, well, if I know there's a flare, if I know that there's something that's happening or radio blackout, then I'm like, well, it's probably the sun. You know, make a joke about that. All right, well, let's get on to it, because there is actually a lot happening. So we have what's called the Lion's Gate. Some of you may have heard about that. And, you know, I didn't grow up hearing the term Lion's Gate. I'm like, when did this come about? And so 8-8, August 8th is a date that people refer to as the Lion's Gate. People think it's when there's the great time for manifestation, for energy and abundance. And it has to do with the rising star of Sirius alongside the sun during Leo season. And not the term Lion's Gate, but there is history relating back to the Egyptians and the flooding of the Nile for good crop season. So that is what it appears to have its inception in. But needless to say, people seem to have a consciousness around it. This is something where it does feel like the energies can be a little bit more potent, a little bit more intense. I know I've experienced things on this date and leading up to this date previously before I even knew it was a thing. So that's why I'm giving mention to it today. So tomorrow is this term Lion's Gate. And obviously we also have those six planets coming into alignment on the evening of the 9th and going into the 10th. And, you know, as I've said it multiple times over the last week plus, is that it's not so much that actual day. I always find, now I don't know if it's going to be this way, but this is just something that I've found, that when that alignment actually happens, like meaning at that moment, things seem really calm. They seem very harmonious and they seem really calm. At least that's been my experience. It's the lead up that is jumbly, it's bumpy, and things really can happen that, you know, can be troublesome, can be hard to manage. And there are people that do leave during this time. There's people that can get quite sick. So, you know, it's part of what we live in with the world that we are in and the cosmos that we are bathed in the intelligence, the sentience of the sun, the sentience and the intelligence of the moon, the planets. I mean, there's obviously this big interplay that we have access to and at the same time are a part of. And still, there's mystery, right, as we try to make sense of these things within ourselves. All right, so let's talk about what else happened. With that M4.4 that we had, it did produce a CME. It's expected to arrive on the 8th. So once again, this Lionsgate date maybe is getting more traction here because we have a CME. The coronal mass ejection is expected to come here on the 8th. And they're expecting G2 conditions and possibly the coronal hole stream that could make it rise higher to G3. I do now wonder, with this latest flare that we've had, if that's going to impact this as well. So that's something that we'll keep our eyes open. But needless to say, I can just simply come out and share with you that I think this alignment is pretty potent. I think that the sun is showing itself in this alignment and saying, hey, I don't want to be left out of this. I'm a star here too, pardon the pun. So we could see auroras in the northern part of the U.S. and also in Canada. So those of you who are up in like Vermont and Maine, Michigan, there's a great chance that you'll be able to see auroras. How fascinating, right? You've got this alignment, you've got possible auroras in that time frame. It's pretty cool. I think it's pretty amazing. So we did have a lot of C-class flares dancing on the M-class ceiling all day long yesterday. There was quite a few of them, 19 overall. So that's considered moderate activity what we had. Although I would say with this latest M-class, I think it's picking up a little bit more. So moderate to approaching high, and it looks like area 4168 was the one to watch. We also had, please bear with me, forgive me, we had an M2.2 at 232 UTC today. So make that two C-class flares that we've had in the last 24 hours. And the same region popped off most of those, meaning 4168, but 4167 and 4170 are adding into the mix as well. So we have 9 sunspot regions with 4168 and 4172 being the most magnetically complex. Solar wind overall yesterday was mostly calm, 420 kilometers per second it averaged. And then just checking a moment ago, we're at 383 currently. So obviously we keep our eye on that. The KP in the last 24 hours was quiet. So we had about 1 to 2. Now, one of the things that I've noticed in the past is when things are quiet, like the KP has been quiet for these last 24 hours, that's the geomagnetic activity on the planet. Even if we get a G2 storm, and obviously if we get a G3, you will feel it. Because those conditions were so quiet, it's almost like, you know, imagine this, you're in your home and you're experiencing a lot of peace, and let's say you're reading and, you know, you can hear all these little subtle sounds, but they're not jarring. They feel very lovely. And then all of a sudden a loud car goes by. That's sometimes what it can feel like, meaning you can really feel it. And so with these KP conditions being quiet and this prediction of the G2 storm, possibly G3, there's a lot happening and there's a lot going on for sure. The Schumann, we've had slight activity with the Schumann. It's calm, mostly calm at the moment. And there was some complexity overnight and for those of you in the southern hemisphere, that would have been the last 12 hours for you. You may have experienced some of that complexity as well. All right. So just to sum up, because there is a lot that's happened, I would just simply say that I don't think we've ever had a better time to feel and to see and to witness as much as we've got going on right now. And these are not major rippers of flares. they're stronger after we haven't had flares be so strong. And with these alignments happening, it's a fabulous time to be able to experience this sentience. All right, so the wisdom drop for the day. I love the Vedas. The Vedas say that we are children, all of us, of the sun as the source of life. We are intelligence and consciousness within us, and as the very core of our own being, with each soul being a spiritual sun of its own. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.